AM 930 WEOL, looking for partly sunny skies, some scattered afternoon showers today, possibly.
Maybe.
Unless I'm looking at an old forecast.
No, it's kind of the chance, you know, kind of like yesterday, how they kicked up late in the day in some areas. Some areas not.
Some areas is not.
Right? Yeah.
The lake is moving. It's changing color. I didn't know the lake changed its color, but I guess apparently maybe that's the sunlight on it. It looks, there's a different color to it than it was earlier. It was a little darker earlier. Well, I mean, it was, but that has nothing to do with the sun. But I noticed that the, well, at the point, the ducks and the seagulls have kind of had their little meetings, and then they were kind of gathering together. They kind of shared some of the beach space this morning. There's the red flag, though, that says really it's not a good day to go into the
water. No swimming this morning. They will reevaluate for the afternoon.
Joining us now to talk a little bit about the Lorain history from Lorain Historical Society, Barb Piscopo. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's the summer been so far? Or, well, it's not officially summer, not till tomorrow, I think it is, but the warmer weathers, how's that been for
It's
you?
Been great. We've been very busy at the Historical Society, and I just want to thank you for bringing me down here. You know, when you work in Lorain, you don't always get a chance to come down to Lakeview Park and just kind of look at the lake, so it's been a great start to the day.
Well, we're glad to give you the good excuse to, to come out here as well. But what are some of the things happening with the Historical Society?
Well, we just finished a week-long visit from Megan Fisher, who is a children's author who wrote a book commemorating the 100th anniversary of the lighthouse called Tyler the Fish Visits the Lorain Lighthouse. That week was a great success. Megan visited some of the libraries in Lorain County, visited the Historical Society to promote her book, which we do have on sale at our gift shop. Also, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, we have an amazing exhibit on the military. What started out as just an exhibit to honor the 100th anniversary of the United States' entry into World War I turned into a recognition of all of the veterans who have served our country through all wars and conflicts, going all the way back to the Civil War. Caitlin Donaldson, our collection supervisor, and the interns that were helping her found so many wonderful artifacts that had been donated by veterans or their families, so many beautiful stories of Lorainites who have served, not only in the wars themselves, but also on the home front. You know, Lorain industry and Lorain businesses were very involved at home in supporting the efforts of our country, as I said, in all the wars and conflicts. And so it was really hard to just focus on World War I. So we really have an honor and a nod to all of our veterans and all of the residents of the community who have served in many ways. We also are working with our local veterans organizations to start an oral history project to capture the stories of our veterans, of their families, reminiscences of family members about veterans who have passed. We hosted Woody Chamberlain, who wrote a book, Always More, honoring his dad's experiences in World War II. And many folks who attended that presentation talked about stories, as I did myself, of my dad and his really considering it an honor to serve our country. So we want to capture those stories, and when we're open, we do have interns who will be happy to interview folks, interview families, interview veterans, because telling their story is such an important part of the healing process. And you learn how complex it is for our military when they return home, no matter where they served, how long or how short they served. And we need to support them in whatever way we can.
Over the past 2 days, we've also heard references about how the Lorain Historical Society is involved with the river tours.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about that connection?
I sure can. We started doing this last year. I think the Historical Society had done it in years past, but we kind of brought back a little bit of a revised tour in 2016, and we ran boat tours of on the river, and we call them history boat tours. You can learn a lot about the history of Lorain from the river and from looking at the steel mill, and just it gives us an opportunity to talk about many other high points in Lorain's history, but then also having a great ride down the river. So this year we picked them up again. They were so popular last year that we're offering six this year. They're the first and third Saturday at 2 o'clock. Your tour guide will be there at Black River Landing waiting for you, as will the boat captain. The tour will take off at 2, and it takes about a couple hours. The tickets can be purchased through the Lorraine Port Authority's website, and we really encourage people to sign up. Last Saturday's ride was full, from what I understand, so it's a great opportunity to enjoy the river, enjoy Lorraine, and enjoy our history.
It's more than a sightseeing type
of tour. Oh, absolutely.
So there's a story about it, or a location that maybe has a story behind it or something.
And the other thing that we're focusing on this year is really all the efforts that have been made really over the last 10, 20 years to clean up the river and to clean up the lake. And you really see this very graphically when you take that river tour, because there are so many blue heron. When I took the tour last year, I know I had heard people say, you know, there are bald eagle nests there, you can see so many blue heron, the rookery is fabulous. It really is. So you see how the work of the Port Authority individuals, as well as the collective community, local yaks, and that group to restore the Black River to really the way it should be, to be a home for nature and a home for the environment. We will continue that appreciation of our environment on July 20th. I believe that's a Thursday, and at 7 p.m. that night, we are hosting an award-winning documentary artist, Mio Ayol, to Lorraine. And her film is called The Sacred Place Where Life Begins. And so it's a way for people who want to protect our environment to come to attend that documentary, to see the preview, to meet the filmmaker, and to have a discussion about what we are doing to our environment today, not only here in Northeast Ohio, but throughout the state. And then in October, we will be featuring local yaks and the film about the history of bringing back the Black River. So we're really trying to take on the environment as a theme this year as well.
Of course, the Lighthouse is celebrating 100 years. How is the Historical Society playing a part in that?
Well, several different ways, so thanks for asking. As I said, we had Megan Fisher last week, and that was for the young people so that they could appreciate the history of the Lighthouse. But then on Friday, June 30th, I know the Lighthouse Foundation will have a Ohio marker there. But then we're also hosting Val Smith from the Lorraine Public Library at 7 p.m. that night. She will give her presentation. It's a PowerPoint presentation on the history of the Lighthouse, many unknown and known interesting facts. And then Dave Kramer, who has been involved with the Lighthouse for many, many years, he has some exquisite models that he has crafted of the Lighthouse. You know, the one we see today is not the one that always was. So there are at least 5 different lighthouses that have been out there for Lorraine, and Dave has models of each one of those. So he will be on hand to display his models and also talk about those on June 30th at 7 p.m.
Were those lighthouses replaced because they needed to, or were they weather-worn or what? Do you know?
You'll have to come on June 30th to find out.
Why do you get a new computer? Why does Patrick come and upgrade your computer? Because there's something new out there
that they
have to do. Probably some... Remember the?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a ship ran into it.
We heard that it started with a large lantern on a pole. Remember that? I would think someone would want to eventually replace
What's
that.
What's wrong with lard? Can't we get back to that?
Sounds good. I like saying that as well. Well, if people want to find out more about other things that are happening with the Historical Society, where's a good place for them to get details?
Visit our website, www.lorainehistory.org. Visit our Facebook page. Visit the Lorraine Proud Facebook page. And come and see our gift shop at the International Festival. We'll have a booth in the Transportation Center. So we'll see you guys there.
Yeah, we'll see you there. Yeah, absolutely. We've got more coming up here at AM 930 WEOL. We're going to take a quick break for news, and then we've got some folks to talk about the Lorraine Metropolitan Housing Authority, as well as what's happening with the Lorraine City Schools. All ahead here at WEOL.